T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, South Florida.
Good morning.
It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. It's Wednesday. Only a few more nights, and then we move on to phase two of Tank for Tua. Delicious. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
Is it?
Oh, it is. It is.
I think
eyes on the prize.
I think I have to play that on Monday, the Hootie and the Blowfish, every single Monday until the Dolphins win. And if they go 0-16, that means I have to play it every day until the following season, every
good
Monday.
Good. Relax. Nothing makes me laugh more than Leroy doing the sprint to get to do radio.
That morning sprint is tough sometimes because I haven't yet gone through the proper stretching.
Why is it tough to be here on time?
I'm here.
Or just don't sprint. Just walk.
Just be here.
Here's what happens, right? Let me just throw this out there.
Okay. It's not Tuesday.
Is what's going to follow this, I just have to talk to everybody?
No.
Okay.
I just got to have somebody, hot takes in with Joe.
Somebody flag me down.
Nobody flags
Start
him down.
Start asking me questions.
No, you put yourself into those situations.
Right.
I will take an office poll and ask every one of these dudes, have you ever flagged Leroy down? Or is he flagging himself down?
I was getting
down?
Ready to leave, and Joe said, hey, I wanted to ask you about something.
Did you look at the clock? It was like, hey, maybe.
Not for nothing. They going at the same time as us, and if he's telling me a story, I assume.
Yeah, but he's already sitting down at his mic.
No, again.
He's got the cues.
Yeah.
From his, you know, control room that's 100 yards away.
Hey, Robbie, we don't get. Robbie doesn't.
Listen. We just need, if Robbie can get the right buttons pushed, we're good.
You guys watched that Dennis Rodman 30 for 30 yesterday?
No, was it good?
Oh my God, it was so good.
Was it good?
It was wild.
Let's
just say 2 hours had plenty of material. We only got one segment on North Korea. I felt like we needed more.
Just one?
Yeah. I needed more North Korea.
Was there a lot of Madonna talk?
There was. It was a whole segment on Madonna.
Yeah.
Whole segment on Madonna. It was fascinating. Him and David Robinson do not like each other.
No.
Really?
No.
No.
No. Because he called David Robinson soft.
Well, oh, you don't call the Admiral soft.
Here's the problem, right? Like, they got different backgrounds, okay?
Yeah, one was in the Navy.
One was in the Navy, very structured.
Mm.
So imagine you're a very structured guy. You are a pop guy. Everything's organized or whatever. You got a guy coming in with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Right? Kicking people.
Yep.
You know.
Well, the kicking people didn't. I don't think that happened until Chicago.
He did
headbutt somebody.
He does do his job really well.
Oh, he's a great.
But you always got to deal with. That's not what structured people like. They like people to be professional.
I'm only going to guess that Admiral is not a fan of the player with the multicolored hair.
No.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't multicolored yet when he first got there.
Was he blonde?
He was just turned blonde, now, and that was radical. I think that was the funny thing about the thing was seeing it, because, you know, I was a kid when Rodman was Rodman.
Right.
Like, in his prime. So, like, watching it was funny, like, I don't know if he would have been as weird these days.
Oh, no. It would have been.
But like,
another guy with blonde hair.
No. You want me to tell you what would have happened?
Yeah.
Right? Here's what would have happened. The NBA would have came out with a rule.
No dyed hair?
It would have came out with a rule.
They got dudes with all sorts of hair going on, man.
But guess what?
They're
just banned bandanas.
Yeah, they just banned ninja headbands.
Right.
Which is just ridiculous.
Right. Stupid.
Right. What is Kelly O going to do?
He wears like a lady hairnet, so I don't think that's.
He wears a lady hairnet.
I don't think that's the same thing.
But you see what I'm
You're
saying?
You're allowed to wear headbands. You can't wear the ones that like tie
the
in the
tie
back.
Tie in the back, yeah.
You can still wear like the old classic, like LeBron.
You can wear the LeBron 7-inch thick headband that covers up all your balls.
But I saw LeBron was wearing the ninja headband in practice the other day, and I thought he was going to go with that look. I'm surprised LeBron hasn't made that call to Nike. Feels like Nike's been bullying LeBron a little bit.
Hey, that headband was so thick. Every time he went, I would say, "Look, I am." Oh, you're not Jewish.
It was like watching. It was like watching the rings of a tree. Like as you watch, the years of the big three go by, LeBron's headband just got bigger and bigger.
Yo, this is. You must be 31.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Where to start? I guess we'll start locally, even though there's a big national story out there. The Marlins lost the Brewers last night 4-3, but the big news is Christian Yelich took a foul ball off the knee.
Yeesh.
Broke his kneecap.
Robbie, minus one for saying, oh, he's trying to avoid.
That was a joke.
No. You thundered in on the text machine.
We know our Robbie. That was no joke. That was a theory.
Whoa.
I mean, it's a theory is a theory. It's science until proven otherwise.
Here's a text. Robbie, Yelich is in some pain. Then Robbie, I think Yelich milked an injury because he didn't want to get exposed by Marlins Park science. His nemesis.
I mean that part is true.
Yelich shouldn't get charged with a strikeout. Stupid rule.
Kneecap.
I mean, he shouldn't have got charged with a strikeout. That was ridiculous.
And then, of course, the Brewers announced that he broke his kneecap.
It was thrown out there.
It was Tuesday.
We were totally fair grounds.
No. You totally meant that because you believe science is science.
You feel guilty.
I mean, he broke a good hole.
You know,
like,
during the break, do a lap.
That's devastating for that man.
What is funnier, Robbie doing a lap or Beast
telling him to
do a lap?
It would be like Beast if he was like the offensive line coach from the Browns. Yeah, stretching.
Did they stretch it? No, I'm in deep.
I tell you, but like that's devastating for them. Oh,
man,
my God.
You know, like, you know how you flicking through the channels and you stop on something? Guess what I stopped on?
What?
I think a 6-part series on Hitler. So
that's uplifting.
No. It, like, just watching, because you've seen, was it Dunkirk?
Yep.
Right? The movie Dunkirk.
Yes.
And the movie about Churchill.
Yes, saw them both, Darkest Hour.
You know, it's all during the same time period. Yeah. Right. So it was like, yeah.
Whew. Did you watch Schindler's List while you were at it?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to just say, whew.
Yes,
we got some people that have walked the face of this earth.
Yeah, true. So this is the Antonio Brown story, because his saga keeps going.
Yep,
he's been accused of sexual assault. There's a federal suit in court down here in South Florida. His his lawyer Darren Heitner has put out a statement denying these accusations.
Yeah, supposedly they're going to countersue.
There's all sorts of shenanigans in this thing. No, everyone's innocent until proven guilty.
No, they're not.
Not to OJ.
Stop.
That's what OJ said.
That's a lie.
That's what OJ said.
That's a lie. Let's be honest. The NFL does not need that.
I'm one of these things where what do we do with this right now? Like, it's a lawsuit.
Right.
What do I do?
Right.
And then you start reading the details of the story, and you're, like, even more confused.
Right, because...
What do you think, lawsuit or rape details are ever going to be dainty?
No, not at all.
It happened at three separate times. Like,
But then there's, like, investment situations.
They apparently knew each other from Central Michigan. They were Bible study partners, and then she's a physical trainer.
Yeah.
And like he wanted to work on flexibility, and so something like that. Like,
and
that's,
then
that,
she
that,
asked
they
him to invest a $1.6 million in some company that was on a tax lien for $600,000, and there was property involved that her and her mom already owned, and I don't know. I'm confused. All I know is I wonder what Bill's thinking.
I don't know. I think he's going to play him. Like, you think the Patriots are going to cut ties with this?
Wait,
they're not going to cut ties because it's too early in the legal process. But I just wonder if Bill was like, damn it.
Here's what sucks. And this has nothing to do with either party. In these situations, we tend to react first without
facts.
Well, we're just because the crime itself is so heinous that before we even consider innocence or guilt or whatever, we automatically go to where we are now. So Antonio Brown's been accused. He hasn't been charged with anything in the court of law. It hasn't even been investigated. This is from a year or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now, instead of, you know, questioning, okay, what's going to happen as far as these accusations, the first question is he going to play? How's Bill going to feel about this? So we automatically go to a place.
Yeah, because I think that I think the reason that happens is because so much of what actions are taken are based on the reaction, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's one of those things where, like, do the Patriots want this flushed all over, top story of ESPN because of who he is? It's definitely going to be a story.
You brought it up yourself. As soon as I said everyone's innocent until proven guilty, you said, no, they're not.
Because in the world we live in,
that's not really the case.
Right. Right, but, I mean, the only reason why I would say we have to be careful with how we handle these situations is because if everybody around the situation goes at it a certain way, being that they go at him as being guilty before he's had a chance to defend himself, okay, is that going to stop anybody else from threatening to do this to another player or somebody else? Because it happens more than we think.
I think the only thing that I find interesting about it is it can add another wrinkle to the whole Raiders saga, because what if the Raiders knew this was coming out?
No.
What if they did?
No, but if
this is a reason, and this is the reason they dumped him.
But when was if they knew, you think the Patriots knew and they deal with this?
No.
Okay. So how could one team know and not the other?
Because one team has them.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. The way that works in the league,
I didn't see the file. I didn't see the actual lawsuit. I wonder when it was filed. The timing seemed a little odd.
If timing seems super odd.
If this is about sexual assault, which is a serious thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very serious. Then why is the money that was asked of him about investing even brought up?
I don't know.
That's a defense lawyer, attorney.
Okay, again, if that is a situation there, one of the reasons why I hate talking about this is because it's hard to talk about it without seeming like you're defending a person or not taking these matters serious.
Yeah, it also is like we don't know that it's not. Trying to say let's wait on it is not the same as saying it's not true, because, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo just went through this where he had a huge year trial going on with a sexual assault case, and he had to do a huge settlement with it.
Right.
And, you know, people were doing the same thing. Like, all right, I don't know, but what he was accused of was pretty heinous and ended up having to fork out a lot of money for it.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Anything else going on in the world? Rob Gronkowski, speaking of the Patriots, he did that. What's the eye emoji thing? What's that called?
Googly eye emoji.
The googly eyes. The Patriots traded Demaryius Thomas to the Jets for like a 6th-round pick. And then on that news, Gronkowski gave us the googly eyes with no explanation.
Really?
And
he's about $180 right now.
By the way, low key storyline in that trade. Adam Gase, another former Bronco.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, not surprising.
Demaryius, I mean, back in the day, man, he was
pretty good.
One of those big receivers. I couldn't tell. I used to get him confused with the damn tight end. He was so big.
Yeah. Well, that's what Gase loves, his little former Bronco fetish continues.
Really? Did you see Bobrovsky's helmet?
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that guy.
I can't wait to get that guy on.
He's awesome. Panthers logo.
Panthers media day is tomorrow, but it's like in the middle of our show.
I know.
This is a bummer.
You guys aren't going to do a remote week?
Well, the 5-6 of the Joe, since they're the flagship, they get to go out there.
5-6 is going the flagship of hockey?
If Joe wants to, yeah.
You guys haven't figured that out yet?
It's up to Sir Joe to decide.
I understand, but like, shouldn't you have asked him?
I can
give No. It's been asked, and it's like all set up, and the engineers are ready and all that stuff.
I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
Yeah, but see, you guys went about it the wrong way.
I didn't do anything.
Say, hey, Joe, how'd you like to just do a show 5 minutes from your house tomorrow?
No, no, that's how it was handled by his executive producer sitting over there.
What I said was, I said, send us to Panthers Media Day because there ain't no way Joe wants to do Hockey Media Day. So send us.
Well, he may not want to do Hockey Media Day. He also probably doesn't want to be in like the half-done mix room that he's been doing the show from.
Well, that's fair. It's a dump.
It's like glue guns.
Guys, join the Beast out at Arrigo Margate this Friday afternoon from 5 to 7. He's going to be out there with the ticket promo team giving out prizes. Talking Canes. I guess you guys are going to cry together.
Yeah, I mean,
wait, they'll be winning.
If you need some, no, Friday. It's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Okay. 5 to 7. So if you still need to get some things off your chest, I'll be out there.
Yeah, he'll be at Arrigo Margate, 2250 North State Road 7 in Margate from 5 to 7 this Friday. It's brought to you by AM790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Oh, man, could you imagine if the Canes had themselves an FSU situation where they're in a dogfight with Bethune? Oh, no.
I was talking to a very highly ranked member of the athletic department last night, and he said to me, he said, well, at least we'll be, you know, after the next 2 weeks, we'll be 500. We can restart. And I was like, better hope so.
Wait, the Bethune-Cookman's FCS, they're a big notch below UL Monroe.
By the way, spy report.
Yeah.
Bethune-Cookman has not told the University of Miami whether they're bringing their band or not as of last night.
Why?
Because they want their band to be able to be heard, and they're going to have their house music blasted over them.
No, the last time he was here, he said, I'll never come back. And he said it's embarrassing how they do stuff here.
But this is one of the biggest shows of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you
And there's no FAMU as far as the band's concerned, but they're right below.
I will just say this. Back
no,
when,
it's actually the other way.
And I've said it again.
Bethune's better than FAMU as a band?
I don't know. Lately. The Marching 100 is pretty damn good.
Lately.
Well, after the whole incident.
Right.
Yeah. Before the hazing, right. FAMU kicked ass, right. but now they just stopped just shoving drumsticks in places. But I will say this. When I was in the UM band.
Had to go that little extra.
Yeah, I did. Back when I was in the UM band of the hour. When it
minus
came time
one.
For FAMU or Bethune-Cookman to come down, like it was basically our band director would just be like, listen, you ain't the spectacle this week. Like, you get 5 minutes and we'll give
I
them
the
whole
thing. I wish everybody else on that campus understood that.
Yeah.
Instead of having to hear the five white guys play their horns through a mic. Come on.
There's a black guy. Got like a trombone player.
He's from the islands. He's not.
Hey, man.
So. Like, come on, man. Like,
yes, I know. Listen, right. I'm on your side on this one.
Dave asked me if I'm going to the game. I'm like, do I really want to blow up like I did again?
I mean, you should go just as a protest.
No!
Has anybody ever heckled a band?
Yes! I heckled Miami's band.
Yeah.
Let Bethune play.
Play them off. You played some Wrap It Up music for the band?
They, you know what they ended up doing? After the game was over, they stayed after the game and basically did a whole show from the stands. All the songs they would play during the game that they couldn't play. So all the people, there were like, I would say probably 10, 15,000 people that stayed in their seats because they started playing music when the stadium emptied out.
Is there something with the Canes Bethune, like, is that the band has to be part of the contract? Because I feel like that's part of the reason the Canes play Bethune.
But if no, you don't understand. They never got an opportunity to play.
No, I know, but I'm saying normally the case is they bring down Bethune because of the band.
Right.
That's right. One of the reasons. No, so can they
clearly,
back out like that?
Clearly somebody at the University of Miami doesn't get it. Don't understand that there's a football game going on, but everybody's paying attention to that band.
Right.
So if you're here for the entertainment purposes, right, we're going to make sure that you get to hear this band.
That's rough, man.
You would think that somebody running that whole setup there would know that because everybody in the stadium knows. Everybody, look, if you're getting more than 30,000 people there. The only reason why is because of the band. So why would you make it so you can't hear the band?
It's funny too, just like looking at the Canes schedule, because as your guy says, oh, two more weeks and we're 500. But it's like they got five straight home games coming up. And I don't feel like until you beat Virginia can you really have any good feelings about where the season's going again.
You got to beat a reputable team.
Right.
You got to beat a team that ACC team. Right. And based on what we knew before the season, it's safe to say that Virginia was better than North Carolina.
Yeah, they're so, ranked.
But right. They do have Virginia at home.
Well, not. Oh, okay.
And? No, they have five straight home games.
It's a big difference between playing at Virginia.
They haven't much. Look, they've been a much better home team over this last era, if you want to call it, like from when Rick took over. I don't know what this year is going to be, but they've been a much different team at Hard Rock Stadium. It's been different. I mean, Kane's atmospheres have been different. With that roof, it's been crazy. They play better. There's been exciting endings. There's been blowouts.
Even last year, they only lost one game at home.
Yeah, they're a much better home team. But the problem with getting the start, if you start 1-1 and you look at, all right, do you trust this team going and railing off five straight games, even if you say they're going to be favored in the majority of these games? Not really. Not with a redshirt freshman quarterback, but now it's at that point where, man, you're playing such catch-up from the season. You better go on that run. Otherwise, I don't want to hear anything about, oh, we're angrily optimistic or at times we dominate or anything like that because, man, you're really playing from behind right now.
Right.
I mean, they have three wins. They have the next two games coming up, and they got FIU later in the season. And every other game after that is 50-50.
Yeah, FIU's at Marlins Park, right?
Yes.
I kind of want to go to that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Seeing football games at...
Well, that Miami Beach Bowl.
Who played where both teams had to go the same way?
Yeah, it was the Miami Beach Bowl. It was BYU and Memphis, and they had a fight.
it was a huge fight.
No, but when... something was wrong with the field. I think
they were both on the same sideline.
I think that happened.
No. Not that. It was in Northwestern.
Yeah, I think it happened at Wrigley Field, too.
Wrigley Field.
Oh, yeah, Northwestern, Illinois. They played.
It was like a scrimmage.
Yeah, because Wrigley has a dumbass brick wall.
Right, and the end zone ended 1 foot. 1 foot up past the...
Oh, but it's tradition. It's like, it's 2019. Let's get rid of the brick dum-dums.
No, I like Wrigley. Don't get rid of the brick.
No.
Brick and ivy.
It's dangerous.
Don't play
beast.
A football game there.
Don't play any sport around brick.
I like brick. Makes it look old school.
By the way, I gotta walk in my brick sack.
Oh.
That's hard. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm walking like a turtle.
That's gonna hurt your back, man.
I hope I don't fall.
Yeah, because you better go do some legs this week.
Yeah, but I might show up as Macho Marlins Man might show up to Marlins Park just for the football game.
Oh, that'd be so.
And you're saying
I was gonna go tomorrow. I wasn't sure if Triple M was gonna go, but there were plans to go to the afternoon Marlins game after the show, and it's kind of a damper now. Yelich isn't there.
Can't heckle him.
You can't heckle him.
Yeah,
can't slide into his.
It would have been great if we were just all in the outfield just cawing.
Yeah.
It's like these guys. We definitely would have gotten the nasty eye roll. Like, ugh, really?
From who?
From Yelich.
The other three people there?
Oh, it's going to be hard times.
You don't
tomorrow.
Think you would have given, finger guns?
Nah. Well, I don't know. Definitely not now. He's got a broken kneecap.
Sure he listens to our show frequently. We talk about the science that he doesn't hit any home runs at Marlins Park. And if he gets one out when we're there, he could rub it in our face. He could have. Not anymore, obviously.
Wait, but.
Just flapping.
Robbie, I think you should leave that man out of your mouth. Because. You bad-mouthed him pretty good, and he had a broken kneecap.
That was a theory. I was just kidding.
It's gonna you be, came in there.
I'm into the pitching matchup, though. It's Gio Gonzalez against Caleb Wiff.
Ooh, yeah. Southpaws.
He came in like Batman, like, with his Yelich hot take.
Do you think that Gio Gonzalez goes like, hey, can I get all of the free tickets for my family because no one's going to be at this game?
I mean,
yeah. There's no camp. There's no like usually on those day games are filled with campers, and not gonna be any of those.
Maybe I'll still go. What else am I gonna do? It's a Thursday afternoon. Check out some sports.
It's the last day game of the year until.
Did you see him hobnobbing with Obi yesterday? By the way, the mascot.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. The Obi delivered a bunch of stuff to the station because they got the Food and Wine Festival coming up. They'll be coming back.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Not you?
Point for Leroy!
That's like Tobin taking a picture with Triple M. Like, what?
I did put in the picture, we are related.
He didn't see that. He doesn't have social media.
Oh.
I do.
By the way, that would be a good picture, Toby. You should do a picture with Macho Man, you know, just to prove that, you know, not the same person.
You can pull a...
Jackass.
What are you on today? Seriously, what are you on today? First, you're like, oh, I was just joking about the Yelich thing. I was just joking about the science of Marlins Park.
That wasn't a joke. True.
No. We got to be honest. He feels really guilty about the Yelich thing.
Do you? Do you have guiltiness as a feeling?
Not on my take. I feel bad for Yelich, but not as my take wasn't referenced.
Your take was terrible.
It was terrible at the time, but it was a joke. It out there.
It was not a joke.
His back-to-back MVP campaign crumbled in our batter's box.
He can still get the MVP. He's played enough games.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but now if they miss out on the wild card, it's probably not as likely.
It helps his MVP case because they collapse without him.
No, that never works out. That didn't work out for Stanton.
It didn't work out for Stanton.
Oh, that was such a bad time.
It was against Milwaukee, too.
Oh, that's right. It was against Milwaukee. You're right.
Well, you got
that
rep
pastor, Mike Fiers.
Fiers, and he hit everybody. Then he wanted to fight everybody. And Wes Helms was going to whoop his ass. Not Wes Helms. Casey McGee was going to whoop his ass.
Garrett Jones.
Yep. That guy sucked. Oh, Mike Fiers. I know he's from down here. He's from Deerfield Beach, but whatever.
It is
and
pretty
Stan
amazing.
Stan also struck out on that play, as just like Yelich struck out yesterday.
Is that true? I don't remember anything.
They said Stanton swung, and then Reed Johnson came in to pinch hit, and he hit Reed Johnson, but they said he swung too. And then Stanton got the strikeout retroactively.
Somebody said Yelich is still a baby moose to me. A moose.
Yeah, he must hate Marlins Park now.
I know. He's probably like, God, I hate coming here so much. I thought this is in my past.
Is he going to pull a LeBron?
I'm chugging. Yeah, he's going to start resting his ear. He probably would have.
And he'll hit home runs here, and now I'm getting injured and my season's ending here.
Look, they're in the – like, I wouldn't put it past him. It's just that they were in the midst of a playoff race, and now – I mean, what do? You lost your best guy.
I mean, they're one game back with like 2 weeks left. It's like not impossible.
I know it's not impossible. It's still a bad spot. Like, you're listening.
It's baseball.
They're probably going to get two more wins because the Marlins are in a bad spot right now. They're teetering on 100 losses, which is most likely going to happen this year.
Horrible. What are they at, 92?
93, I think.
Oh.
93. Yeah. It's hard times, Daddy. Hard times.
It's hard times for everybody.
Yeah. But his Heat Media Day 19 days away? So
UD and Leroy.
We got that going for us.
Oh, can't wait.
Me and Leroy, you, Dean, Leroy, what?
Oh, you guys are going to have us a little sit down.
Can cool. we bring his mic?
Minus one.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Hold that back. I'm going to keep wearing that watch, man. Will the real Slim he don't give a bleep. He's going out there. 350K. He might up it.
Did he get fined? Are you allowed to play with a watch? I would ask Leroy, but he's not here.
He said that he wants it to be about football, not the watch. He says that if anybody else would have been, it would not have been an issue. If it was a $20 watch, it's not an issue. He plans to wear it again. So I don't know if it is an issue. I don't know if you aren't allowed to wear a watch.
Well, this is the NBA. They'd ban it immediately.
Oh, no doubt.
Why?
Because I remember that they just banned the ninja headwear. Like, that was a thing that was
banned. I thought the NFL was the no-fun league. So now the NBA is the no-fun league?
Remember the tights in 06, the Dwayne Wade tights that he would wear? And then the NBA outlawed that.
The famous one I remember them taking away from Dwayne was those awesome Cyclops glasses when he had the migraine and he could wear, like, they looked like
like
shooting glasses. But, he looked like Cyclops from the X-Men. That was those were cool. I liked.
And didn't they outlaw the black mask? Like LeBron wore the black mask.
Yep. LeBron had the black mask. That was completely badass.
That was awesome.
And he had to switch. Because you want to know why? It's stupid that you have to wear that plastic mask. It's impossible for that thing to look cool because it fogs up. You know, you're playing a game. You're playing in Miami. It's gonna get all sweaty and smoggy. Let him fancy it up a little bit. They're like, oh, well, you could see his eyes. It's like, listen, I think LeBron's got enough advantages. I don't think the mask is gonna make a vast difference. It's cool.
Joel Embiid hated that mask.
Oh my God, yeah. Remember during the playoffs, like all the time. Remember Justice Winslow stepping on it. That's when we knew Justice Winslow had some edge to him. Speaking of which, Goran Dragic is speaking to the media. He had some comments about the whole thing that went down with the trade. Because Goran Dragic was traded to the Mavericks in the Heat's eyes, and then he wasn't. Because apparently they wanted Kelly Olynyk and Derek Jones Jr. And
how that gets. I don't know if they were tweeting in emojis. I don't know what the hell was going on here between both franchises where that was happening. Because Mark Cuban just was like, "Oh yeah, just like miscommunication. Don't know what happened. Like just."
Who's that, the player they thought they were getting?
They thought that they were interested in Kelly Olynyk and Derek Jones Jr.
Right.
So they thought that's who was in the trade, which is completely bogus because mathematically that trade didn't work.
Correct.
For what the Heat were trying to do. The Heat were trying to trade Goran Dragic over there. Remember, they were trying to clear salary cap space for the whole Jimmy Butler situation.
Right.
You guys should have asked Tillman yesterday if he and his Rockets have had issues making trades with the Mavericks.
Yeah, I probably should have. He was fun yesterday. I really enjoyed talking to that guy.
Boss didn't like it.
I don't care what the boss says. The boss has such bad taste in guests. I'm not going to mince words with it. Honestly, I walk in yesterday to the boss's office, Len, and
it's not really an office, it's just like a desk area.
Whatever, dude. I walk in there, it's five Celtics fans talking about Antonio Brown and Tom Brady's relationship moving into a house. So if I was supposed to take advice on what Miami wants to listen to, I'll pass. Because it basically was this. Ah, yeah, Tom told him to move in. Nah, Belichick told him to move in. Nah. I think AB just moved in without permission. You want to go to Dunks?
Dunkies.
Who's better, Affleck or Damon? Dude. This is what I walked into yesterday. And then I have
it's
a guy.
It's not a lie, actually.
I'm not making this up. People,
no, I was
not,
there.
I told you the
it was
thing.
Me, Len, John, and June Knight from Kiss.
I told you the thing I was least looking forward to on Monday was walking in here and seeing 13 Murph jerseys. Because we're overrun by Bostonians in this building, and it's disgusting. Even the dude named Spanish,
it's gracious,
is a Sully.
The reason why his name is Spanish is because he looked like that guy from the movie Old School.
He doesn't though.
I know, but he did back when he got the nickname.
But he doesn't though. What okay. did he have like a giant fro?
He looked different.
Fine. Either way, the point being, I'm overrun by Sullys. And so
it's glorious.
I have my program director trying to program me on what he wants to listen to in sports talk radio. When I walk into his sports radio, basically his sports radio show in his office, it's all Tom Brady talk. And I'm like, no thanks. Sorry. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not doubting your ability. I know you founded Mike and Mike, and I don't doubt your ability to run a radio show or the format of a show. But as far as content, this might as well, your little orb might as well be WEEI, the Murph, because that's all I hear around here in this building is Sully and Murph talk. No, there's not a Canes debate to be found.
No. I would have one if someone else wanted to have one.
You can't. How could you? They want to talk about Boston College and Flutie.
No, I don't.
That's going to throw. You remember Hale Flutie? Huh? Take that, Canes fan.
Never rooted for BC. Hate BC, hate Flutie.
I'll give you that pass because I know you went to UM and you were in the band, but you're still a Celtics fan.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm a Heat fan.
So you want 6:30 Bob Ryan, 7:30 Bill Simmons, 8:30 O'Shaughnessy.
Let me get this straight. If I had the owner.
No, it's just Shaughnessy.
He goes,
we get Callahan?
Yeah, so Goodland, he goes, that owner of the Rockets, that was a miss for me. I'm like, why? Because it wasn't the owner of the Celtics?
No, he's like, I only listened from 8 to 9.
The Dolphins stuff, that was informative.
You guys really got
as owners, I mean, the guy was.
We had a billionaire on.
He was a fun interview. Like, I don't care what you want to say. Like, yes, it was weird that we had it, but that's our show. Our show is weird, okay? We had a python hunter on, okay? Dudes who catch iguanas.
No, he wants us.
We're
he wants
science.
Dudes who
he
catch
wants,
iguanas.
He wants facts and news in the morning.
No, you don't.
From
you,
who?
Listen.
From
you,
us.
Listen, you have that show, boss. It's on the Joe. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, if you don't know what you signed up for when you put the as you dubbed, the Kings of Shenanigans on the radio, that you're going to get some shenanigans in the morning, I don't know what to tell you. Because we had this whole powwow last week about, like, oh, what are we going to do as far as a radio show, and you got to be more informative in the morning. It's like, bro, we... Go look at the headlines I write every morning. It's getting plagiarized by the show after us that I used to write them for. Like, you telling me I don't have the information of what's going on in the market, but like you're gonna tell me it's a miss. It's like I sit here and you guys talk nothing but Sully and Murph topics the entire time. Who better, Yaz or Ted Williams?
But
like, get out of my face with that.
At least we're not apoplectic because we missed a Dolphins cut.
Flores. What is Flores going to say? Listen, but the poor guy has to go out there. He might as well go out there.
I guess I don't know.
But you don't have a proper radio show unless you play the football sound.
Yeah, here's a proper radio sound. Let play some Manny Diaz cuts. Well, you know, we're going to do all of this, and really everybody's in on the competition, and really, you know, it really hasn't been decided yet. We're going to consider everything, and, you know, it's good, but it's bad, or angry, but happy, and, you know, football. They never say anything. Why do you think I added some Sade to Brian Flores to make it playable? Because coaches say nothing.
Sade is unacceptable over the great Brian Flores. How dare you? That ruins the football.
Yeah, we need to get it all right there.
Right.
Like, honestly, hey, Dolphins Patriots this week. What scheme should they run? I don't know. The one that doesn't give up 60.
I guess.
What are you talking about, bro? Like, inform you.
Have you lost your mind?
No. Just like,
this is so irritating.
No, it's true, though. Like, I told the boss the other day, I said, because we were talking about the show, and I was like, you know, I really think that we should be in the lane where, like, we're like the morning, like, sporty morning zoo. Like, we're trying to kind of take off the FM people. No, we're not going to have to worry about that.
I got to tell you. I don't really know if I'm okay with you speaking on our behalf.
No, but I said, don't you think we should be more of like in the FM, like, you know, wacky morning show type thing, that rather than the sports show? He's like, no, you guys are on sports radio in the morning. You got to be informative. There's got to be news.
It's like
hard topics.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, do you realize I just produced a morning show where I had a fake wrestling character talk Marlins all season?
Correct.
Like, what are you talking about, man? What do you want, Francesa? Go ahead. Go. Put on Taz and Moose.
Taz and Moose.
Well, you know, I gave you guys a good 12 minutes yesterday and didn't really get that Rockets thing. It's like, well, I don't know. Perhaps a little more, sir.
He gave stock tips.
That was a weird question, but that's kind of in line with Beast. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Why? Look.
Yes, Kendrick Nunn questions. Yes, Sam Guavin, who has two games of NFL experience. Hey, tell us about the dress rehearsal.
Tell me if you look at this like me. We were having a conversation, key, laughing it up, having fun with the guests, and then the little sausage finger would go up, and we go,
all right, see what he's got.
And we go, like.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you some serious, hard-hitting news. Goran Dragic, what did he say about getting almost traded to the Mavericks? Next.
The Dolphins play arguably the best team in the NFL Sunday. When the much-disliked Patriots come to town, we're figuring out how the Dolphins can win this week. Join the conversation on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.